Yesterday was truly beautiful. As I went to bed last night, body exhausted, emotionally just spent. But one of the Psalms just kept going through my mind. I taught for years on personality, different type personality types, and the redemptive qualities of our personalities and how to take our weaknesses and yield them to the Holy Spirit and see God breathe upon people that something beautiful might be accomplished. And yesterday, as I was laying in bed last night, I was thinking the beauty of what I observed and witnessed yesterday, each of us working in our strengths without competition, without sniping. It was so precious to see us yielding to our strengths and laying our weaknesses down, and each of us rejoicing in each other's strengths. It was so beautiful to be able to compliment people and be excited about what others were doing as well as what we were doing ourselves. But each working in the strengths that God gave them. Yes, Sue, we're so thrilled you were here yesterday. God gifted you with height so that you could put those up. The patience that, as I was thinking, it's more than just yesterday, but for the last week, the patience of Dottie and Jeannie wrapping all those gifts. To see Candy out there stringing those wreaths together and working outside, and the preciseness of it, and the fact that she didn't just put the wreaths together, but she has the right tools to be able to tighten that wire up like we couldn't do with our hands. Just everyone working in their giftings. It was so precious to see. I don't know when I've witnessed a day that went as smoothly with as much confusion as we had to face. Betty, it must have been that marvelous breakfast. You got the women started out right. Anyway, just everything working so perfectly. And, we've been involved in church work parties for about 38 years. And it was just such a blessing. And this psalm came to my mind, and I want to read it because I think every one of us that was here can identify with this psalm and how we saw it come to pass before our eyes yesterday. Behold, how great and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the beard, running down on the head, on the beard.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
And in that spot, and I thought such a beautiful way to start this building and to dedicate it to the Lord's use is there, in that midst of that unity, there the Lord commanded blessing now and evermore. Amen. Let's open up the service with this one. The psalmist in the psalm this morning, he's kind of coming into this psalm kind of, oh gosh, Lord, I'm kind of in a pit, whatever. But then he says, if you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? Hey, if God kept records of wrongdoings, so do you stand a chance? Anybody here stand a chance? I don't. No way. No way. As it turns out, forgiveness is your, what does it say? Habit. Oh, I am so glad. Think of all your habits. Aren't you delighted that God's habit is forgiveness? I am. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For that's why you are worshipped. I'm counting on the Lord. Huh. Yeah, I'm counting on him. How about you? I'm counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. Wait, O Israel, wait and watch before God. With God's arrival comes love. With God's arrival comes generous redemption. And I pray with God's arrival in this building, in this spot, this community will see love and redemption will be known in this community. Let's stand and let's say it together. This is something to celebrate about this morning. If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on Him. I have put my hope in His word. O Israel, wait and watch before God. With God's arrival comes love. With God's arrival comes generous redemption. Amen. Let's celebrate, Pastor Kev.